Starting with local news, police reports that an attempted robbery occurred on Wednesday afternoon, with a second robbery taking place in the early hours of Thursday, both in Luxembourg City. According to initial reports, the first suspect tried to violently snatch a chain from around a victim's neck. However, the victim managed to hold on to the chain, prompting the attacker to flee the scene. And the second robbery occurred later that night in the early hours of Thursday on the Rue de Hollerich on the Gare district. In this case, a man had his mobile phone snatched from his hand, but was later recovered and returned to its owner. In the Middle East, Hamas signals a rejection of Israel's latest truce proposal. Hamas has dismissed Israel's latest truce offer, insisting on a full withdrawal from Gaza and a comprehensive deal to end the conflict. The Palestine militant's chief negotiator spoke out after civil defense rescuers in Gaza said that new Israel's airstrikes killed at least 40 people, most of them in camps for displaced civilians, as Israel pressed its offensive in the Palestinian territory. In international news, Canada's PM came under fire from the right at a debate on Thursday. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney faced sustained attacks from his Conservative rival Pierre Poilievre at an election debate Thursday, but the Liberal leader sought to focus attention on what he calls Canada's top threat, President Donald Trump. Trump's trade war and annexation threats have caused broad outrage across Canada, and the Conservative leader Poilievre has faced criticism for directing his ire entirely at the Liberals instead of attacking Washington. France hails a positive process as Europe and US discuss Ukrainian ceasefire. France hosted talks on the Ukrainian war between top US and European officials on Thursday, during which US Secretary of State Marco Rubio again pressed a US peace plan. President Emmanuel Macron's office said the talks launched a positive process as Europe seeks to be included in efforts to end the three-year-old war. The talks took place as US President Donald Trump's push to end the war stumbles, with Russian President Vladimir Putin rebuffing a complete truce. Staying with the US, US President Donald Trump met with Italian Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni on Thursday and discussed Ukraine. He said he does not hold Volodymyr Zelensky responsible for Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but continued to criticize the pro-Western Ukrainian leader. "I don't hold Zelensky responsible, but I'm not exactly thrilled with the fact that the war started," Trump said at the White House alongside Prime Minister Meloni. Meloni told reporters that "we've been defending freedom of Ukraine together. Together we can build a just and lasting peace. We support your efforts." For more on these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Sport now, as Manchester United beat Lyon 5-4 in stunning last-minute comeback at Old Trafford. United's season appeared to be over with just 6 minutes of extra time left at Old Trafford, as they trailed 4-2 despite Lyon being reduced to 10 men at 2-2. A Bruno Fernandes penalty kick-started the comeback before Kobbie Mainoo and Harry Maguire struck to spark wild scenes of celebration. "In this stadium, in this club, you always have that feeling that anything can happen, and today was another day like that," said Man U coach Ruben Amorim.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's going to be a grey and wet Friday with cloud and rain forecast for the morning and lunchtime, but it should dry up later in the day. Temperatures starting at 4 to 5 and raising to a maximum of 13 by the end of the day.